I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Another set of restrictions from the Chinese government claim authority over digital religious expression. The 18 short paragraphs published September 15 are titled Regulations on the Online Behaviors of Religious Clergy. Teaching children, raising funds, using AI in evangelism, and much more are prohibited. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says this will call for creativity from within China's registered church and from outside of it.
It'll be, a game of chess on the internet.
It will also call for risk. Let this news help you pray more strategically for fellow Christians in China.
That God would just give them creativity and courage to know what it is that he's leading them to do to continue to be the spiritual leaders within China and be obedient to the word of God and not the mandates of man.
And it's been 2 weeks since the murder of Charlie Kirk. Churches have noticed a surge of newcomers at weekend services. Even mainstream media has toyed with the word revival. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries affirms that historically, God has used moments of national trauma to turn people to himself. If you are a Christian adult, Hutchcraft says making yourself approachable to the young people in your life can open the way.
And if we live that way, that says to a young person, you matter, and I want to hear what you have to say. But we speak with conviction and Holy Spirit boldness, and we seem to have something solid to offer. I think we can be hope for a young person we know. Let's learn from this.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.